Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gravar Sports Overline right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock tonight. City Spotlight tonight at 8 o'clock. Jen Cease will be in to talk all things City SC Soccer. We're very happy right now to welcome in, courtesy of our friends at Saliga Heating and Cooling. You read them all over the place, including STL Sports Central. I guess you see them and hear them all over the place would be the better way to say that, but you can read them and see them at STL Sports Central. Of course, he's part of Cardinals territory with Katie Wu. He's all over KMOX. He's our friend Bernie Mick. Bernie, thanks for taking the time with us. How are you?
Matt, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, so this series for the Cardinals against the Blue Jays, it wasn't a great matchup. The two teams, they just don't match up well against a team like the Blue Jays. Very winnable game in game number one that they don't win yesterday. They get back into it to their credit, and then today they just did nothing offensively after the third inning. And every game kind of has its own unique story, but at the end of it, they go 0-3.
Yeah, and I think the Los Angeles Dodgers series was such a big deal to everyone, fans, media, and the team itself. And I did think, like, man, I hope these guys won't have a letdown. And I'm not in any way implying that their enthusiasm wasn't high for the Blue Jays. But like you said, you're so right. It's a very tough matchup. The Blue Jays, first of all, the Cardinals don't strike out anybody. They have just this terrible, especially during this stretch where they're 4-8, where they're just not striking people out. So that's a team that's going to put the ball in play over and over and over again. And they, the Blue Jays in that series against Cardinals starting pitchers, you know, had 39 hits in three games. Or I think that was the entire team total. I'm sorry, not against all the Cardinals pitchers. Sorry. But, you know, they averaged 13 hits a game, and it's just the Cardinals pitchers, because of the lack of strikeout stuff, just couldn't put them away. And this has really been a huge factor in the last 12 games, which with the Cardinals have lost 8 out of the 12. I wrote about this today. Mm-hmm. Their batted ball luck, which had been really on their side early on, has completely turned against them. You know, there's because since May 30th, Cardinals pitchers have allowed the most balls in play by any team in the majors. So when you allow this huge volume of balls in play, some of them are just going to find the holes. A lot of them are going to find the holes. So the defense won't get to everything, you know? So all of this stuff just sort of plopped, sort of came together to conspire against them, not only in this series, but over this last 12 games.
Yeah, I want to talk, and I encourage everybody to read your column at STL Sports Central that posted today, and I don't want to give too much away, but I think it's interesting talking about something that I've been thinking through lately when it comes to this, because you're right, the batting average on balls in play was really, really good through the first 60 or so games of the season, and then it's really dropped off since then. There is good luck and bad luck that goes along with this, but there's mm-hmm. also, Bernie, like executing pitches, you know, the actual shape of a pitch that can impact how it comes off a bat, where you are locating the pitch, how it comes off the bat. It's not just all good luck and bad luck. There's also the idea of executing a good pitch to get soft contact that more often than not results in outs.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, they have their location has to be great. And up until recently, the Cardinals pitching staff, in terms of hitting their spots, putting the pitch where they want it to go, they were the third best major league staff this season because they had precision control in that manner. But that's been kind of fallen apart a little bit. And I'm not in any way saying that, just so everyone knows, I'm not in any way making excuses for the Cardinals pitchers because they could have done a better job. The stuff I'm talking about is that, for example, during the last 12 games, well, not counting today, but it's been 12 games, when a Cardinals pitcher gets soft contact, the other team has hit 294. Hmm. And there's no other team in the National League where that same type of batting average is higher than 238. And the other thing, there's been an extremely high batting average against Cardinals pitchers on ground balls during this time, like much higher than it was earlier in the season. So my point is, they can do things a lot better. They have not been as sharp. That's obvious.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
But so the thing that rescued them or protected them from their lack of strikeout power as pitchers, the thing that kind of saved them before is they could get the team to hit the ball in where the defense was set up. Cardinals defense was playing great. That stuff was working on their behalf, and it was kind of setting them up for success. But it just like completely flipped. And I think it'll flip again because these things don't last. When you have extreme batted ball luck, whether it's good or bad, actually it sort of changes back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just part of the game.
A lot of people have focused on the month of June for Lars Nootbaar, where he's hitting 139. I like to go back a little bit further than that because it gives a larger sample size and a little bit more of a telling of the story of where the trend is at. Since May 17th, so that's a period of 21 games that he's played in, he's hitting 176 with a 500 OPS and on base at just over 250. This is a prolonged slump right now for a guy that, bluntly, the Cardinals can't afford him to slump.
He's completely overmatched and overwhelmed. And he's right. When he's sharp, when he's, you know, he's on top of the strike zone, he makes pitches work, he's fouling pitches off. He's taken walks. He's a huge asset. But the guy that we've seen the last 6 weeks or so, as you pointed out, well, actually the last 5 weeks or so, and just awful. There's no other way to put it. Just awful. And the thing that has me where I'm like, wow, because slumps are slumps, right? You know, he has a huge strikeout rate during this time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're talking about 28, 30, 31%. And this is a guy who came into the season with a strikeout rate of like barely 20%. So he's swinging at everything. And they have got to get him together. He has got to put himself. And I just wonder about this. You know, last season he had all those early season injuries and he only started 38 games in the first 3 months of the season. And all those came in the first 2 months. He missed all of June. Well, including today, he's already played 57. He's already started 57 games this year. He's not used to playing this much real baseball. And I wonder if that is part of it. And I think Ollie Marmol, it's not only Nootbaar. I think this even applies to Brendan Donovan. And it applies to Victor Scott. And as you have talked about, we've talked about it, it applies to Nolan Arenado. And we could name some others, even Mason Wynn to an extent. These guys, a lot of these guys show signs of being worn down because it's an intense schedule. There's not much of a break. And I think it's incumbent upon Ollie Marmol to do what he can to try to give these guys maybe more breathers. And I'm not saying, well, you give this guy 3 days off. I'm not saying that. But it's been a relentless push, and the problem is the Cardinals just don't have quality position player depth. And so Ollie's riding his horses, but even the great horses get tired out at times, you know? So I don't know what can be done about it. They need a specialist up here who can come off the bench and knows how to hit, and especially against left-handed hitters, pitchers. That would be Luke and Baker. There's got to be a role, I think, for Thomas Shajacy. I mean, I don't know what the answer is because that's the point. There is no answer. It's just not a good bench.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's worth noting because you and I were on the why is Ryan Vallade starting three straight games training, and we talked with Ollie about that earlier this week. And yeah, he specifically mentioned the fact that he wants Donovan playing more at second base. Well, it was that night, and he said he would play him out there in a little bit of outfield. Donovan goes out and gets hurt on the first game and while he's playing in the outfield. And Ollie tells us that he's been dealing with this toe thing. I don't know if the toe thing was part of the equation and all that, but it is a reminder that sometimes there are some things going on that maybe we don't have a full understanding
right
on.
And look, Ollie is doing a good job this year. I really mean that. But this thing kind of bugs me a little bit. I mean, part of the major league's manager's job is that he's got to sort of protect the players from themselves because these guys, to their credit, they want to play all the time. They don't want days off, but that's why you have a manager. Say, you know what? You know, trainer's talking to me about this. This toe's a problem. We need to cool this thing down a little bit, and you could use a break. So, you know, that's why you have managers. Because if you left it up to players, you know, they'd all say, no, I'm good. I want to play. So they're going to have to do something to get more rest for these guys because that looks like a very fatigued team offensively, even though they do erupt for some runs. Because there's a few guys that have been hitting great and are sort of carrying the load.
I really wish they would start playing Shajacy in the outfield at Memphis.
Oh, yeah, man. Right on.
There's no long-term job for him as an everyday infielder with Weatherholt and Wynn and you know the Arenado contracts. There's not a path. So go find a path for him.
Well, here's the deal. To your point, this was part of something I did on my video today. You know, Jose Barrero since May the 6th. I mean, that's over a month ago, right? He has started two games, and both of them have been in center field. So, like, what is his purpose exactly? And when you have a – yeah, I know he's a right-handed bat. I know he's an athlete. I know he can play different positions. But you have a kid, Shajacy, who has shown he's not afraid of the big leagues. He comes up here swinging and putting the ball in play and hitting it hard. Are you trying to tell me when you have a third baseman who's gassed and a shortstop who's a little, I think, is tired and a second baseman who's injured because he's been worn down, you can't get enough at-bats for Thomas Shajacy up here? Oh, come on. Yeah, really?
And so JC's getting better every month at AAA through April, I guess it was. He was at 261, then in May he hit 275, and June so far hitting 344. So I think at some point you have to find a way for him to get in there.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.